Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Morning here on KSJE, and time for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Continuing our coverage for the upcoming elections, of course, KSJE has offered free airtime to all the local candidates who are running in contested races. One of the candidates who has accepted our offer is running as a candidate for District 3 in the San Juan College Board of Trustees election. Nicole Wayne is joining me here in the studio to talk a little bit about her race. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome. Talk to me a little bit about your decision to run for the San Juan College Board of Trustees.
So I ultimately decided to run for the College Board because I want to be a voice for students, faculty, and staff. I think that the College Board must be transparent with their decision-making and accountable to all of their stakeholders.
Very good. And you have a long history in education. Talk to me a little bit about your background.
All right, yes. So I am a current educator. I originally started teaching in Texas. Then I went to graduate school, and then I returned to the area, and I spent the last 4 years with Central Consolidated teaching at two elementary schools as a shared art teacher, and I currently teach for Farmington Schools at Animas Elementary.
Very good. And District 3, we meant to say this at the very top of the program, is kind of that area of the western parts of Farmington and western part of the, a little bit of the west part of the county too, correct?
Yeah, and all the way up to the state line. It's a very large district.
Right.
Like most districts in our county.
Right.
Because our county is so large.
True. Very true. And so you mentioned transparency about decisions at the college level. And so are there some things you think that have been decided that maybe haven't been so transparent?
Well,
recently?
I went to the College Board meeting last month, everyone, and I guess I should preface this by saying that I am a current board member for Sexual Assault Services, and I've been on their board for the last 4 years.
Okay.
I also have completed my coursework for my graduate certificate in nonprofit management, so I am familiar with how boards should be run and what procedures should look like. And when I was at the board meeting last month, I was surprised that something was brought to a vote. And my understanding was it was the first time that the board had been presented with that information. And even though it's a recurring vote, you usually give your board at least a month's notice that you're going to be voting on something the next month so they can read through their notes that they should take during a meeting and then, you know, come up with any other questions that they can't think of in that moment during your board meeting. So I was really surprised about that, and I talked to a few people that I know that work in area nonprofits, and they were surprised too when I was describing what I had witnessed last month.
Gotcha. But certainly you had decided to run before last month, right? So
yes.
There were some other things maybe that you had been thinking about even prior to last month.
I have talked to members of the college union, and I know other people who work at San Juan College, and just a multitude of things. And one thing that's really big for me is that there's only one educator on the board currently, and he is retired, and that is the chairman. And so there's no current educator, and I think that there should be. That should be a requirement for a college board, that you have an actual educator on your board. The other issue about that is about representation. So only 2 of the 7 board members are women, which is not representational of our county. Another issue about representation is age. I'm in my mid-30s. The median age of a college student here is somewhere in the late 20s or early 30s range. So, you know, I feel like because of my age, I can speak to what those students are experiencing because I'm living it myself, and as is my husband. So all of those things are in play too. And, you know, I know I've advocated very strongly for my Native American students over the last 4 years. So I know that I could advocate for the Native American population here at San Juan College.
Got it. Very good. Thank you for the answer to that question. And I wanted to ask you, too, a little bit about some of the things that the college does for students, but also the college is a big part of the community, too. Mm-hmm. And so what are your thoughts on the balance between serving students and serving the community? You know, we have the performance hall, we have art galleries, and all the other things that the college does that maybe don't directly relate to students, but certainly help the broader community.
Well, I think all those things do help students ultimately, right? Because those are things that they should be attending because those services are free to them.
Good point. Good point.
But yeah, San Juan College has a really unique place right now. Like, there's lots of people moving into San Juan County from other places, and we're in this big change. And like, if we do transformative change, we could really change how things are here, like for like not just now in the next few decades, but you know, for a lot longer than that. And I think about things in that way, you know, like how can we most impact the greatest amount of people over time? And, you know, I think a college institution is one of the best ways to do that. So I think their programming, it just needs to be expanded. Like, they do a lot, but, you know, they have the opportunity to grow and then just keep growing all of those resources.
Right. And that sounds to me like you're talking both academically and non-academically then.
Yeah, because, so, like, you know, what do students benefit from? Maybe internships, and how do you get kids jobs in our community? Or not kids, because they're college students and adults.
I call them kids all the time. I hear you.
I teach elementary students, so, you know, it's my kiddos, so sorry, everybody. But adults, you know, how do we expand industry in this area? So, like, one area is healthcare, and, you know, like, the hospital has a really hard time recruiting. So, you know, with all these people coming in, that's a great opportunity for us to grow healthcare so people don't have to go to Albuquerque or Phoenix or Denver to go see a specialist. You know, we have to convince people that they want to come here because we have the amenities that they do have in major cities without traffic and violence and other things. So, you know, it's all of those things are interrelated.
Sure. Understood. Enrollment is always a big issue here at the college, as it is at school districts where you work, mm-hmm. and of course, right. And so folks kind of track that. That means dollars, and dollars means budgets. I mean, without dollars, you really can't keep the lights on or hire the teachers that you need or do the things that you want to do for those students. And so any thoughts about enrollment? The college has seen kind of a decline in enrollment over the years, somewhat steady at the moment, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that's a problem for all institutions. And then, of course, with COVID, like, I can't even tell you how many students I lost last year with Central. It was really absurd, the number of students that we dropped.
Right.
Which was really
scary.
It was scary because some of them, we didn't even know where they were. Like, if you were following New Mexico Ped, that whole thing, trying to find lost students, like, that was real, everybody. We lost contact. We didn't have phone numbers or emails, and we had no idea where those kids were. Which is really scary because, you know, as teachers, we worry about them. And I teach the same students year after year. So kids who have been in my class for 4 years and I don't know where they are, yeah, it makes me really worried. But yeah, enrollment, that is a very big concern. So I think it's just about expanding programs and making people want to stay in our community, because I know that that's an issue for all rural communities. You know, like, everybody leaves to go to major cities. So, you know, it's just about expanding on programs that are here that are successful and things that, you know, I'm thinking of, like, the film industry. And I do know we have a program here, but that is a great opportunity. People love filming in New Mexico. You know, you look at all of the production down in Albuquerque. Well, that shouldn't just be centered in Albuquerque. And, you know, I know San Juan College has a partnership with the city on Main Street, and they purchased land to do a back lot. Like, that's a huge industry that we could grow, and lots of people could gain full employment for years. And, you know, like,
right.
Why not? It would be really fun, too. I know. It's an
arts-related
job. I think it would be fun.
Very true. Of course, as you know, the college is building dormitories for the first time after a number of years of study, major investment, big change for the college for the first time. Is that something that you would support, having on-campus housing and students for some of these things you're suggesting?
I do think that, I know for many years, community colleges were not allowed to have dorms, which doesn't really make sense, especially if you're in a rural area. You know, I think about like Fort Lewis, they have like centers that they set up for their students to make sure they have the internet mm-hmm. when they couldn't drive to Fort Lewis last year during COVID. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm sad that it took years to come up with that. Like, that's a genius idea. But no, dorms are a great idea because it also helps students who are going to transfer to a four-year university already know what that experience will be like. And if you think about students of color, and first-generation college students, their struggles are far greater than students who come from families where their parents both went to college. So you really, like, you need to provide a serious support structure to help all students be successful. And as an activist, one of my big areas is educational equity. And educational equity means that each student has what they individually need to be successful. So you can't just, it's not a blanket where everybody has the same thing. That doesn't work. It's about individual student need. So, you know, for certain populations here at San Juan College, dorms are a great investment and is something that I definitely support. And I'm glad that finally came to fruition here.
Got it. And so for your example of equity, I just want to pick up on that just for a moment, because for some students, they may say, well, the classes are open to everybody, so that's equal. But for some people, it's a 5-minute drive to campus. And for other students, it's a hour and 5-minute drive to mm-hmm. campus. And that's kind of more of what you're talking about, too, correct? It's not equal.
Yes.
And accessibility.
Yes.
Got mm-hmm. it.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, Nicole Wayne, we are almost out of time, but if folks would like to find out more about you and maybe ask a question that I haven't asked you this morning, is there a way that they can reach out to you?
Of course. They can visit my website, www.nicolemariewayne.com.
Okay. And there you go. And you'll be on the ballot in November.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
Nicole Wayne. She is running for San Juan College Board of Trustees in District 3. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.